Governor Scott was supposed to be in Washington, D.C. this week to talk to members of Congress about Zika funding, but due to Hurricane Hermine, he canceled his trip. So when a Zika funding measure didn't get enough votes Tuesday, Scott in a statement said he's disappointed and hopes Congress and the president will quickly agree on funding. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says while he, too, is hopeful, he feels congressional leaders are making this political by forcing votes on a Republican-backed House measure that's failed twice before.
Let's stop this monkey business. Let's do what the Senate did 3 months ago when it passed, bipartisan by 69 votes, $1.1 billion in emergency funding, and send it down to the House and tell the House to stop playing these games.
Florida has more than 730 Zika cases, which includes cases involving pregnant women and locally contracted cases. Most are considered travel-related. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.